I am always amazed watching as handlers coax powerful, resistant horses into the starting gates of a race. 1,000 pounds of stored energy just waiting for the doors to fling open, the bell to ring. Then, leaving the binding gates behind, they explode forward, free, fast, with eyes focused ahead, not behind. I'm envious. The theme of this meditation from John chapter 8 is freedom. Leaving behind what binds to race ahead free and fast into the presence of God. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and space of freedom. Consent to surrender this very moment to God's Spirit and Son, trusting in the divine presence to be waiting for you. Start by listening and responding to this prayer from Romans chapter 8 and respond, Heavenly Father, in you I am free. There is now no condemnation, no guilty verdict, no punishment for those who are in Christ Jesus. For Heavenly Father, in you I am free. There is now no punishment for those who are in Christ Jesus, who believe in Him as personal Lord and Savior. For Heavenly Father, in you, I am free. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free. And Heavenly Father, in you, I am free. For the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new beginning, has set you free from the law of sin and death. And Heavenly Father, yes, in you, I am free. As you continue, begin to close the door to your eyes and spend a few more moments now in secret prayer with God as the Holy Spirit prepares you to experience freedom in Christ. This time and place is holy because it's been set apart as a moment for you to willingly accept the divine freedom that is yours. But it can often be easier to stay in chains, can't it? Hiding under a blanket of shame. So for now, take mental notes of things, thoughts, or people that bind you. Memories that rob you of freedom. Pause here and note any thoughts holding you captive. What are any flashbacks or recollections that you let still imprison you? Don't dwell on them. Don't be frightened by them. Simply note them for now as they begin to rise to the surface. As you note each binding distraction, surrender it, each of them, to the Spirit of God, and let them pass. They have no power. They have been forgiven and forgotten. Just shoo them away as they rise. Take a deep belly breath, and then exhale as you note any lingering binding shame. Breathe in the freedom of God, and exhale any fear. Your mind may wander as you face your fears and binding concerns, and that's understandable. but let the awareness of your wandering mind return you to the freedom of Christ. Perhaps whisper the word freedom to center you as your mind wanders. As you feel drawn towards the shackles of shame, feel release as you whisper, "Heavenly Father, in you, I am free." Now, in continued stillness, listen carefully to the first of three divine readings. Don't analyze. Just hear with gentle ears what God might be calling out to you in this moment. Moments of freedom. Listen for His voice from John chapter 8, verse 32, from the New International Reader's Version. "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." What did you hear? Where does your attention go as these words permeate your mind? Begin to silently meditate on that for a few moments. After those few short moments, which freeing words of God are still present in your mind? Once more, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Stay here longer now, resting your attention on the freedom that is yours in Him. In this second, divine expanded reading, notice how you respond emotionally as you listen from your heart to this wider reading from the New American Standard Bible. So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed Him, "If you continue in My word, then you are truly disciples of Mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." What emotions did you feel? Where did you feel them? Let your mind drift for several moments through the imagery of being free as a disciple of Christ, a follower of Jesus. How does it feel? In this third reading, simply let the words fall like a mist. No reaction, no response. just experience his freedom in this time of deep connection beyond reaction, from the Amplified Version. So Jesus was saying to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, continually obeying my teachings and living in accordance with them, then you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth regarding salvation. The truth will set you free from the penalty of sin." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been enslaved to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be set free?" Jesus answered them, "I assure you and most solemnly say to you, everyone who practices sin habitually is a slave to sin. Now the slave does not remain in a household forever, but the son of the master does remain forever. So if the son makes you free, then you are unquestionably free." Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation for a moment, I want you to sit in the shadows as you hear Jesus talk. Feel the cool dirt beneath you, the warm breeze on your face. You hear him speaking to the Jews that had been following him. Jews that had known thousands of years of captivity. Yet he tells them, "If you keep on obeying what I've said, you truly are my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." You don't have their experiences with bondage, but you do know about captivity, don't you? You have your own thoughts, fears, regrets, and shame that's still holding you captive. What do you see in the eyes of Jesus as he slowly turns to you? As he whispers towards you, you are my disciple. Follow me. Run towards me. Be free with me. Free of what bound you in the past." What does he see in your eyes as you hear those words? Rest here with your Savior. Free. Rest here longer in freedom, for as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, whispering, "Heavenly Father, in you I am free." Let the word freedom be the sacred word that keeps you from shame and centers you on Christ today. And let me pray a blessing over you now, that you continue in his word and truly be a disciple of Christ. May you know the truth, and may the truth of your salvation make you free. May you also be filled with the fullness of life and freedom that comes from pleasing God. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always. Amen. You know, it's quite human to feel some fear, some guilt, and maybe some shame from your past. But allow those moments to remind you of the freedom he offers you freely. Also, be aware of moments that God might use you to help a friend or a stranger experience the release of shame to find true freedom, freedom found in Christ. Take all the time you need, but when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or sunset, be intentional to crawl out from under a blanket of shame. leave the binding gates behind and explode forward, free, fast, with eyes focused ahead, and there you will encounter God.